Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We are beginning the 12th parak of Masechta Shabbos, Parak HaBona, and this parak is not entirely about building. It's actually about the various halachos and the shiurim of many of the lametes malachos of Shabbos. So our Mishnah is going to start with the malacha of Bona and the malacha of Makah Bepatish. So the Mishnah explains HaBona, someone who builds, which is one of the lametes malachos that was mentioned in the Mishnah back on Daf Ayin Gimel. Kama Yivne V'Yehei Chayiv, how much does he have to build in order to be Chayiv? HaBona Kol Shu, even a tiny little bit of building, he's going to be chayiv for. The hamisates, someone who chisels out a rock. The amake bepatish, someone who puts the final hammer blow. Uvamatzad, and like a large type of hammer that's made out of iron that they use that blacksmiths would use when they're using metal work, when they're building with barzel. Va'kodeach, or someone who drills kolshu, even just a little bit, chayiv. Zeklal kolosu melacha melachto miskayemes b'shabes chayiv. Anyone who does a melacha and his melacha is going to last, that it's going to, without doing anything, it's going to last. So if he does that on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. Rav Shimon Gamliel Alomer af hamaka b'korna salasadan b'shas melacha. That even someone who bangs with a hammer on a sadon at the time of melacha in order to smooth out the hammer itself, meaning it's like on a base that will make the hammer's head smoother, so he's also going to be chayiv, because he through that is being mesakein the hammer, and that's a melacha. That itself is considered a melacha. So the Gemara explains why there would be a need for a person to have a binyan kol shehu, and what kind of binyan kol shehu was in the Mishkan. So kol shehu l'may chazia, what are you going to do with a kol shehu, with a tiny drop? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, shekein ani chofer guma, an ani will dig a small hole in the ground, latznia baprutosav, in order to hide or to put away his money, dekavasa gabe Mishkan, and we find such a similar thing by the Melechas HaMishkan, shekein tofri rios, that the people who would sew the curtains in the Mishkan would dig little tiny holes in order to put away their sewing needles. So you see that these tiny little acts of binyan were even done in the Mishkan. Abai rejects Rabbi Yirmiyah and suggests differently. Abai yamar kivan de mishatchi. Once the needles would get rusty, lo avdi hachi. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't just bury it in the ground. It would get rusty that way. It would ruin the needles. Ella. So what is the explanation of a binyan kol shehu that was done in the Mishkan that's considered a malacha? Shekin ani osa pitpute kira ketan. That an ani will make small iron legs to be a base for a small stove, lishbo saleh kedei raketana, in order to rest on it a small pot, the kavasaga b'mishkan, and we find a similar thing by the Mishkan, mevashle samanim litzboa yerios, they cook samanim, they cook herbs and things like that in order to make make the dyes to dye the curtains, shechasra melachtan, that when it was chasr, when it lacked the color, in order to finish the melacha, and then they had to go and recook it for that purpose. So when they would do that, osin pitpute kira ketana, lishbo sala yara ketana, when they were just doing that last little bit of cooking of the dyes, they would have to also set up a similar type of base for the oven that they were going to put the tiny pot on. Rav Acha bar Yaakov rejects that explanation, and he says, Nah, when they're building the Mishkan, you don't spare any expense. They wouldn't make this kind of little makeshift stand that an ani would make. Ella, he suggests a third pshat. Shekin balabayis sheishlo nekev bibiroso. If a balabayis has a tiny little hole in his house, in his large mansion, where he sits and where he eats and where he sleeps, so he's makbid that it shouldn't look even slightly imperfect. So vesosma will take a little plaster and close up the hole. The kavasa Gabi Mishkan, we find a similar idea by the Mishkan. Shekein keresh shenafla bo darga matav l'tocha iver v'sosmo. In the Mishkan, they did a similar thing. If one of the boards of the Mishkan had a worm that made a hole in it, they would have put a little bit of lead in the hole in order to close up the hole. So those are three interpretations of what sort of tiny malacha was done in the Mishkan. either that the Mishnah refers to over here. Either it means that they would dig a tiny little hole to put things away, or it means they would build a tiny little base for a small stove, or it means that they would plug a small hole that was made in a wall of a building or in one of the boards of the Mishkan. Amr Shmuel, so the Gemara explains, what are the types of chiv, what are the types of actions that you'd be chayiv for and pater for when you put a rock in a binyan, in a building? So I'm tzadeh even chayiv. If a person puts a rock in the foundation of the building, and it's really set in place, and it's meant to be a foundation to build on, so you're going to be chayiv, even if you didn't actually cement it in. So they ask Shmuel from the Brisa that tells us about two people involved in building. If one guy places down a rock, and one person puts cement under it, someone who puts cement is going to be chayiv because it's mechazik the binyan, but someone who puts the guy who puts the rock is potter because he put it without any cement. So apparently, you see that even though he's placing the rock there and it's going to provide a basis and a foundation for the future building, if he didn't cement it, he's not going to be chayiv. So I asked the Gemara, Ulitameich, according to you, that you hold that you're not chayiv for just placing a stone until to the point that you even ask on Shmuel from the Tanakama, but Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa of that very same Braisa, where it says, Rabbi Yossi, Omar Vafilu Halevei Niach Al Gabei Dimus Shalavanim Chayiv, that even if a person lifts up a stone and puts it on top of a row of stones that form a wall without any cement, he's going to be chayiv. So you see, while the Tanakama may have been more Makil than Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was more machmir than Shmuel. He holds that even if you just put a rock in a way that it does not form the foundation of a building, and without any cement, that you're going to be chayiv. So Shmuel held in between, that without cement, but yes, forming a foundation. So Ela Tlasa Binyani Havu. There are three levels when it comes to building, and they each have different dinim. Tlasa Metzia V'ila. There's the bottom, the middle, and the top. Tata, the bottom part of the building, which is the first row of stones that they would put to form the foundation, even without any cement. It needs to be made by setting it in place and putting some dirt around it in order to give it a little bit of support. If you don't do that, then it's not an act of building. But that's what Shmuel was talking about, that a mitzadeh d'seven is chayiv, even though he didn't use cement. Mitzia, the mid-level of the building, is all the rows of stone aside from the bottom and the top rows. So bay namiti. In order to be chayiv, you need to also use cement. Ilai, the top level of the building, which is the uppermost level of the wall, let's say, since it doesn't have anything on top of it, you don't have to be choshesh that if it's going to lean in one direction or the other, and therefore, banacha bi'alma, just by placing it there, that's already considered an act of building. So, three different levels when it comes to building, and it turns out that there's no real machlokas between Shmuel and the Braisa. So, the most machmir level of the building is the uppermost level. The most maker level is the middle level, and the bottom level is somewhere in between, and that's what Shmuel was talking about. So we also said in the Mishnah Mesates that if someone chisels even just a little bit, so Mesates, Mishum Mai Mechayev, what are you chayev for if you're Mesates? Rav Amr Mishum Bone, Shmuel Amr Mishum Maka Bepatish. Rav says it's a violation of Bone, Shmuel says it's a violation of Maka Bepatish. So the Gemara brings other ways, other cases that Rav and Shmuel disagree about whether they're Bone or Maka Bepatish. So another case, Ha'os Nekev Bilul Shel Tarnagolim. A person makes a small hole in a chicken coop. So Rav Amar Mishum Bone, Rav says Yechayev Mishum Bone, Shmuel Amr Mishum Maka Bepatish. Another case, Ayil Shufta Bikofina Demara. A person sticks a small peg in a hole of iron in order to attach it really well. So Rav Amar Mishum Bona, Rav says you're chayiv for sticking the peg in because of a tolda of Bona, because you're building the tool that you're sticking the peg in to hold the iron tool together. Shmuel Amar Mishum Maka Bepatish. And Shmuel says it's a violation of Maka Bepatish. So we have these three cases where you have Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's Bona or whether it's Maka Bepatish. Chiseling a stone, making a hole in a chicken coop, and using using a peg to hold together a certain type of gardening tool. Utsricha, and we need the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel in all three cases. Diashmin kamaisa, if it only would have told me the case of chiseling, beikama Rav mishum tederach binyan pekach, I would say, yeah, that's where Rav says it's a violation of bona, because that's how people build, by first chiseling the stones to make them the right size. But when you're just making a hole in a chicken coop, which is not at all the Derech Binyan, I would think he's modded to Shmuel. And if the Gemara would have told me the case of making a hole in the chicken coop, and not in the case of putting the peg in the kli, I would say, yeah, that's what Rav says, because it's similar to Binyan, to Avdei Lavira, because he's making the hole in order that air should come in. So building houses also, you make windows in order that air should come in, so it's considered an act of building. Aval shuvta b'kofina demara, but to just put together a tool, dein derech binyan b'kach emamad l'shmuel. Well, that's not the derech binyan, maybe he'd be modded to Shmuel. V'yashmin b'ha, and if the Gemara would have only told me the machlokas, in the case of putting the tool together, b'ha karma Shmuel, I would say that's where Shmuel holds its makab patish. Aval b'hanach tarti emamad l'rav, but I would think the other two that somewhat resemble bona, maybe Shmuel actually agrees to Rav. So tricha, that's why we need the machlokas to be recorded in all three cases. Another opinion that holds like Shmuel when it comes to chiseling a stone, what are you chayiv for when you chisel a stone? He made a remez with his hands to, like in sign language, he told him that it's makabepatish. But our Mishnah says mesates and makabepatish and lists them as two separate things. Hamakabepatish. No, and our Mishnah says Hamasates and Makabepatish. It's not Vimakabepatish, it's Hamasates, which is Makabepatish. Tashama, so now the Gemara is going to bring a raya against Shmuel, because it says Hakodeach Kolshuhu Chayiv, that someone who drills a tiny hole is going to be chayiv. So bish lamala rav mechsi keman dechorchor to the binyana. It looks like he made a hole for the sake of building. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that if you make a hole in a lul shel tarnagolim, it's not bona, it's makabepatish lav gemar malachahu. This is not considered a gemar malachu when you drill, and therefore it should not be makabepatish. So chmeiskinon de bazi beramtza de parzla v'shavke begavei tahainu gemar malacha. The case must be that he drilled a hole in a long iron peg, and he left it in the wall in order to hang objects on that hole. So that's considered to be, that drilling is considered to be the actual gemar malacha, and therefore it's considered to be makeh bepatish. So that's why he gave that example. Let's actually try to get to the Mishnah. Zaklal, he said, anyone who does a malacha that's a lasting malacha on Shabbos is chayiv. Zaklal lasuyemai. What are we adding when we say zaklal? Someone who hollows out a kli that holds a small measure, three lug, in a piece of large wood that you could that you could hollow out a kli that could hold four lug. That so he's going to be chayiv. That even though he himself added and meaning even though he will add to it, he will hollow it out further. But since there are others that would keep the kli as is, as a three lug kli, so it's already considered a malacha meskayemes, and he's going to be chayiv. Rav Shmuel Lialomer Hamaka b'kornis al hasadon. So we then said in the Mishnah that if you bang the hammer in order to smooth out the surface of the hammer, so that's also going to be considered mesakein. It's considered a tikkun mana. So even though you're not trying to smooth out the surface that you're banging onto, you're chayiv misha maka b'patish. So my kavit, so says, well, what did you do exactly? Rabbi, why would you be chayiv? Rabbi Rav Yosef Damit Tavayu, m'nesha ma'amin es yado, because it's training you how to hit with the hammer properly, and so kasha ba b'nei rachba elema'ata chazum nasu b'shabata v'gamar hachinami de mechayiv. Wait a second, just because you're training yourself how to be a better carpenter, that you're going to be chayiv? So if you're watching an expert, you're passing by construction site and you watch an expert carpenter, you're also going to be chayiv. That's ridiculous. That those who would make the plates, the gold plates for the coating, for the plating on the boards of the Mishkan, they would do this. They would bang with a hammer at the time of the melacha three times in order to smooth it out, and one time in order to smooth out the hammer itself. So that's why to take away any pikimos that are in the hammer. That's why banging in order to smooth out the hammer itself is also considered malacha. Because that's exactly what they did when they made the plating for the Mishkan. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up at the first Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph next time.